This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Jeffrey Epstein, the elite's pedophile pimp, is dead. Something everyone saw coming a mile away, including Epstein himself, who according to the Daily Mail had told guards that someone was trying to kill him. An ex-inmate told the New York Post that it would have been impossible for Epstein to kill himself, yet there is still no way to tell because the staff at MCC has yet to say anything, even though the incident is of grave national importance. When it comes to any American harboring a shred of trust in the government again. We are told Epstein, hanging on to life and soon to suffer cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital, was wheeled out of New York City's Metropolitan Correctional Center around 7:30 a.m., just a day after co-conspirators had been revealed in 2015 court documents and 2016 depositions where Virginia Jeffrey, who told the Mail on Sunday that Epstein loaned her out to the high-profile people and claim that she had to report back with details relating to blackmail. Jeffrey also revealed how Epstein's madam Ghislaine Maxwell pimped Jeffrey out to powerful names for erotic massages and sex, which included modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel and wealthy financier Glenn Dubin. In those released documents, Dubin's butler recounted the testimony of a Swedish teen who had been held against her will on Epstein's notorious pedo island.
She said they asked me for sex. I said no. The butler was asked, was she in fear? Yes, he replied. You could tell? Yes. She was shaking uncontrollably.
While modeling agent Brunel was accused of supplying Russian teens that didn't speak a word of English. Signs of an international sex trafficking network. Of course, we are supposed to believe the Clinton cleanup crew over at the FBI is on top of it, and the Justice Department. And why did former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein pop up at the outset of all of this anyway?
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested on Twitter that there might not be more here beneath the surface. He wrote, pedophiles facing criminal charges are at high risk for suicide. It happened in several of my Maryland cases when defendants were released on bail. Detained pedophiles require special attention. Stopping people from harming themselves is difficult.
But as Cassandra Fairbanks at the Gateway Pundit reported, there aren't any mainstream media outlets at MCC asking the same question she is.
Do you know why Epstein wasn't on suicide watch?
I do not know.
Do you know if they're going to do a press conference?
I do not know. You'll have to talk to the public information officer as Mr. Before.
Yeah, I've been trying, but I haven't been able to get through.
Questions like, were the guards that were stationed to watch Epstein told to leave the area due to maintenance? Why did the security cameras mysteriously break during the time of the alleged suicide? Why is there a bruise on Epstein's face? And how did Epstein die exactly? Also, is the case actually over?
If the reports are true, keep in mind these are co-conspirators of his, and they have complainants. So if the complainants aren't focused now on Epstein as he's dead, they're going to focus on anybody else that was involved. And if those other guys were involved, and I'm not saying they were, but according to reports, if that's true, then the investigation just shifts over to them.
It could be made to look like a suicide when it was something else. And I've handled cases like that.
You have?
Yes.
What are they? They look like a suicide and they're not?
Oh, they set the cases up to make it look like a suicide.
In jail?
In jails. As I've had a couple in jail and outside of jail. And what I would always say to my staff is, until you can prove otherwise, any unattended death is a murder case.
And didn't Ghislaine Maxwell aid and abet? How long before she disappears? And ultimately, how deep does this go? Who did Epstein work for? His wealth and Saudi Arabian passport remain major mysteries. Sure, it's early, but the longer these questions go unanswered, the more the people responsible for the incompetence surrounding Epstein's death create their own undeniable conspiracy. John Bound reporting.
With that tweet from Rod Rosenstein and then Rosie O'Donnell's response. So a pedophile child sex trafficker offs himself and you're upset about that? I mean, I don't know about that one. That's a little strange to me. All right, Hotep Jesus is coming up on the other side. We'll get his take on the Epstein stuff. And then I bet you I can make him laugh. I bet you I'll make him laugh, too. That'll be funny.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, we're into the third hour of The Alex Jones Show. Hotep Jesus is joining us now. He once got a free cup of coffee from Starbucks. We all remember that. And he's made a couple things go viral on Twitter. And Twitter hates him for it, but here he is with us today at Hotep Jesus. Before, I've promised the audience I'm going to make you laugh today. I think you're the you're probably maybe the perfect guest to talk about this news with. It's just so ridiculous. But before we do that, what do you make of the Epstein story? I mean, we've got enough to start to form some theories. You can call them conspiracy theories. Well, what else are you going to do? They don't tell us the truth, so what, we're just going to sit here and just accept a lie and just live our lives like that's acceptable? No. So what do you think is going on here? What do you think the response has been from America? Do you think they're going to get away with this cover-up of Jeffrey Epstein, not just how he died, but the whole industrial-level pedophile network he was running? That's the real cover-up here. Hotep Jesus, do you think you're going to get away with this?
Absolutely they are. Football season about to start back up. Nobody care about Epstein. people are arguing about how much Dak Prescott is going to be paid. And this is the distractions have been in abundance. The day.
Yeah, wasn't there like a football player that like said he wanted to play without a helmet or something?
It's a lot of distractions. The day of Epstein's alleged death, the Miley Cyrus breakup thing happened. I'm like, oh, this is convenient.
Heartbreaking.
Right? Like, we're supposed to care about that.
Did you see Trump tweeted about that in 2013? Did you see that whole thing?
What? Tweeted about...
Trump was traveling through time, and he went back to 2013 and tweeted how he felt bad for Miley Cyrus's breakup. He hopped in his time machine.
There you go. You made me laugh.
I wasn't even trying with that one. But, you know, sadly, though, I think you're right. But I guess that's kind of the this is kind of the tipping point, right, where it's like, are we going to have America kind of fall back in line of, oh, you know, what did Miley Cyrus do for lunch now that she's single? And, you know, what's going to happen before the next NFL season starts, or kind of the normal distractions? Or will America stay tuned to this, be like, wait a second, there's that pedophile network that was being exposed. Anything ever happened to that? I mean, it's kind of a tipping point right now.
The hoi polloi are entranced in a stupor controlled by the ruling elite. The socialists run this whole thing. And the problem is people aren't even intelligent enough to know what to do from here. We saw that there was agreement for the first time in forever. The left and the right agreed that there's something fishy going on with this Epstein death. But like we said on Hotep's Been Told You, me and Uncle Hotep was talking about it. We said, like, he asked me, he said, yo, you think he's going to get away? Do you think he's going to make it to trial? And he asked me that because he knew what I was going to say, because I was going to agree with him. No, he wasn't going to make it to trial. So we assumed. And I said in that same episode, I said, yo, I think they're going to pull the body double stunt. Right? Cameras are off. prison guard in schools isn't really a correctional officer. All these different, you know, whatever, whatever. I mean, it's so fishy, but it's like, is the public really going to unite? Or what I've been seeing is this has actually reignited the war between the left and the right. Because now we're arguing, is it Trump's guy or is it Clinton's guy? Right? Instead of, can we find out who's on these lists? Can we do a full investigation? Then they went down to his island and ransacked that. You mean to tell me nobody ran the island and put a couple of things in their pocket where nobody was looking? Come on, man. It's a lot of things that's going on. The whole island thing is a distraction. You ran down there to start the investigation. The death happened in New York. Why is the investigation happening on his property? I could have been went down there and got his property.
Well, and it's all getting even more complex now with the family, and genuinely, the family might not have any clue either, and so they might genuinely, because they're the one that's hired that famous guy to do the autopsy, who's done JFK and all these other things, and they want to say, oh, because they're worried now that this might affect the estate that they were supposed to inherit. So there's all kinds of weird stuff going on right now. We can't forget about the royalty over the pond that would also want Epstein dead. So it's really just wacky, wild stuff. And you have to say that this is a 1% chance, a case of incompetence, then, I mean, we've got something else that we have to look at. But to me, this is a case where, I mean, there should be investigations happening into every person that was on the scene that night. Every single one of them. Their bank accounts, their activities, their spending. I mean, literally everything, because there's no way he could commit suicide. We know that. And based on all the coincidences, there had to be at least one or two men on the inside to pull this whole thing off.
Mm-hmm. I saw James Bond enough to know how this is done.
You saw James Bond before it was a transsexual, transracial dinosaur. The new James Bond.
The new James Bond is supposed to be a woman.
Yeah, I know, but next it'll be a transsexual dinosaur, probably. Just to really keep things interesting.
More than likely, absolutely. I saw today that they're teaching LGBT in an Illinois public school.
But that's like the behind-the-scenes thing. It's like, as this pedophile network is being exposed, one of probably dozens, this is getting exposed, and then the background is like, drag queen story time for kids, love has no age. Bebe Rexha, a pop artist, tweeted out today that any age can be sexy. I'm like, well, wait a second. Are you guys trying to tell us, like, oh, there's no problem with the pedophile island? It's cool.
The planet is run by androgynous reptilian shapeshifters.
There it is right there. Come on, Media
Alex
Matters.
Alex Jones is right all along. When he was talking about what Alex Jones said, the gay frogs, right? And what David Icke said, he said it was lizard people, right? So maybe what these people are tapping into, this intelligence that these people are tapping into, might have some validity, you know?
Well, but I think there's no doubt. I mean, look, nobody covered and talked about pedophile networks and Epstein and all the involvement like InfoWars did. Nobody did it. Most people were too scared. I mean, again, I'm not even making a claim about Alan Dershowitz and whatever potential involvement or lack thereof, but of course he wouldn't want to talk about it. Of course people around him wouldn't want to talk about it. I mean, nobody would want to talk about this. They're all connected, and that big pile of blackmail is just sitting out there, and they don't know what, you know, they don't know what could come of it. So I think it's kind of like, okay, you don't touch it. Now here we are, they say. But here's the thing. How can they do this where they say 1 + 1 = 3, and then it's like, you're not even allowed to question this. You're not even allowed to say, how did this happen? You're not even allowed to look at the events and say, no, this couldn't be. They say, oh, it's 1 + 1 = 3. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. Nothing to see here. Anybody that questions what we tell you is just a conspiracy theorist and dangerous.
It's scary, but we're run by the Fabians. The Fabians run this whole show. The Trilaterals, the CFRs. They the ones running the show. We keep looking at the White House and all these other entities. The founding fathers already told you who it was. You study Andrew Jackson, tell you what time it was. It's Orwell warned us. It is what it is.
Now they're digitally burning books too. They're banning books. So, but the whole world is really changing.
The only way to take complete control of something is to centralize power. And in our country, what we have is centralization of power. If we recognize the power of the media and we look at the media and we see that the media is centralized, we find our culprit. If we look at our monetary system and we find that our money is centralized, we find our culprit. If we look at our TV and movies and we find that that's centralized, we have found our culprit. And those culprits are in cahoots. But that's the same stuff that keeps the people distracted. You get it?
And then again, if you question it, or you don't even have to question it. At this point, you just lay out basic facts. And they'll say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, no, I'm not. Epstein could not have committed suicide. Shut up. I saw it on TV. And the FBI said, you're a terrorist because you're a conspiracy theorist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in. This is the segment I told Odette Jesus that I would make him laugh. So I'm going to do that right now. We talked about the Epstein craziness, but let's pivot here and just kind of look at the world. And because we tend to forget the cultural decay, the societal decay, and then we see mass shootings and all this tragic stuff, and we're like, oh, blame the gun, blame this. Well, let's look at society as a whole and say, maybe we're just degenerating. So I saw this story today on Yahoo News, headline, Chlamydia vaccine shows promise in early tests. I'm sitting here thinking, so the whole thing is you're going to get a chlamydia vaccine, so you don't have chlamydia, they just give you a chlamydia vaccine, just add it to the, you know, dozens of vaccines we give kids now, giving them chlamydia, that's the next thing. And so I'm sitting here thinking, why would we need a chlamydia vaccine? And then I saw this story. Drive-in sex booths proposed for Berlin's historic Tempelhof Airport. Ah, now I see why we need a chlamydia vaccine. You know, we never talk about the cultural rot, the societal degeneracy, Hotep Jesus, and then we see tragic events like mass shootings or just political violence in the streets, and we want to blame everything. Nobody wants to look internally as a society as a whole and say, man, we've kind of turned into Sodom and Gomorrah here. You know, no wonder we're seeing all this stuff.
You need a chlamydia vaccine if you're dealing with pedos. They must be preparing the kids for what they about to do to them.
Maybe that's what it is.
What was that story you just read that you associated it with?
So I didn't hear that story. The first story comes from a chlamydia vaccine story out of Yahoo News. It's actually coming out of Paris, France.
Driving sex booth.
And then,
drive-in sex
booths coming for Berlin's airport.
Oh, debauchery on tilt. Woo!
Damn. So, if you go to Berlin now, first you got to fly to France. They'll hit you with the chlamydia vaccine. Then you can fly to Berlin and hop in a sex booth and romp away. The new world, isn't it great?
Yo, what's wrong with us? Yo, what's wrong with us? The people, if you're listening, what are you doing? This is why Alex Jones needs to sell fallout gear, because we're not going to get it until it's time to fall out, man. Like, get your bunkers, man. Get your bunkers ready, because it's going down. I'm good. Yo, when they pull this, all this nut bullshit you talking about, I'm going underground, bro. I'm not dealing with this, bro. I'm going to Africa where, you know, they say Africa's like the new Wild Wild West. It's still uncharted territory out there. You can still, quote unquote, colonize something that hasn't been colonized yet. America, I see as being done. We're finito. In fact, Britain is further along in the communist socialist plot than we are, although we're complicit in the matter and we're consumed by it all. But at this point, what we have to remember is that there's no middle class in a socialist society, so there's either going to be poor or the have, right? So it behooves everybody right now to start investing, because it's about to go down. And if you're not well off, you're going to be poor. That just is what it is. And Yang Gang wants to make us poor with his UBI, right? He wants to give everybody money. He wants to increase the money supply. He wants to create inflation. And everybody that's on the left is of socialism. The right is no different. Socialism everywhere. Republicans have over 14 policies that they've supported that are socialist in nature. Everything from food stamps down to guns. We saw something pass last week. What passed last week with the guns in the White House? Or was there new legislation put forth after those shootings? I mean, this is stuff that you have to do in a communist society. You have to, the red flag, exactly, the red flag stuff. You see, this is what you have to do in a communist society. You got to disarm the people. And the problem is people are actually jumping into that argument. They're actually having that debate with the left. There is no debate for the Second Amendment. And a lot of people like to talk about additional amendments. To me, I'm stopping at the Bill of Rights. Everything after that is foo-foo, right, for the most part. I'm sticking with the first 10. And the first two are so important. But if you allow the Second Amendment to be up for debate, you're basically saying that their concerns are valid. Their concerns are not valid. When we look at the population of the United States, I don't know, what is it, 400 million, something like that? Somebody correct me. But we had 250-some-odd mass shootings this year. In my mind, I go, well, I'm surprised it's not 1,000. I'm surprised it's not 10,000. I look at it and go, good job, America. We're not mass shooting, killing each other. Because I would expect the number to be much higher than that. And they allow us to be fooled and say, oh, there's some, epidemic that, of homophobia or transphobia, you know, and they use those deaths and they inflate those numbers and use statistics in some odd, weird shape form to contort and match their views. But it's the fact that we allow these things to become a debate that makes them valid. Their claims are not valid, even statistically. They're not valid. Their claims when the girls had the World Cup, we found that per capita, the girls are paid more than the guys in the World Cup on the professional team. So there's nothing to have a debate about. The Second Amendment is not up for debate. Not up for debate. It is what it is. If you want to talk about why there's mass shootings, let's talk about mental health. And we're not socializing that.
And we don't have, we really need to have a commission that investigates all these mass shooters. I mean, really delve deep into their lives. I mean, let's look at their family. Let's look at their diet. Let's look at what pharmaceutical pills they're on. I mean, let's really do a commission if we really want to find this out, because you're not going to disarm Americans. That's just simply not going to happen, and you don't want to see what would happen. And but again, this whole red flag law thing, look at how they would use it against people. Where they say, oh, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're now a domestic terrorist. It's literally an FBI document. And so then they say, hey, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in his prison cell. There's nothing to see here. And then you say, well, wait a second. There is something to see here. Why wasn't the camera working? Why wasn't suicide watch on? Why wasn't this? Why wasn't that? Uh-oh, we got a conspiracy theorist. Sorry, we have to take your firearms. That's where this goes.
Yeah, and that's another problem. We're allowing them to contort language. The term conspiracy theorist, conspiracy means for people to conspire, and we know that people conspire all the time. The term theory means that you have to first have a hypothesis, you have to carry out experiments, do these experiments, you have to find evidence to support your hypothesis. So we're not conspiracy hypothesizing. It's not a theory until it has evidence. And the problem is people don't want to look at the evidence of these so-called conspiracy theories. But the problem is we already allow people to contort our English language. If you read Orwell's political teachings and writings, speeches and writings, you'll see it in there when he says they'll change what words mean. So we have to stop it right there.
All right. All right. Well, I didn't get to this story, but I figured that you'd be really happy to hear that Skipper and Ping, two male emperor penguins, are soon to be parents. They've adopted an egg, and I thought that I would just depart you with that great news. Gay penguins are finally parents, folks.
Thomas Jefferson predicted
over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. We are going to open up the phone lines for the remainder of the broadcast. The next hour and a half, I'll be here taking your phone calls. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-ALEX. And I imagine everybody's going to be wanting to talk about Epstein. And I want to get your take. I mean, what do you think is going on here? I mean, yeah, Let's do what the mainstream media wants us to not do. And let's actually theorize what's going on, because we're not getting the truth. And this is a story that we've been covering here at InfoWars for decades. You think we're just going to let this thing go swept under the rug without pulling that rug up and saying, oh, whoa, 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 what is this really? So let's take your calls on that, because more details continue to develop here. I got some other political news I want to pile drive through before I take your calls. But again, probably the last night for the deep discounts at InfoWarsStore.com, the one-year banniversary special at InfoWarsStore.com, so you can get up to 60% off some of the top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Great time to try some of the supplements if you never have, like the Ultimate Krill Oil for 50% off, the Ultra 12 Vitamin B12 supplement for 50% off, the Nace Niodine Survival Shield X2 is 50% off. It's all great stuff. Read all the reviews for yourself and take advantage of these huge sales that we have. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, very popular, 50% off. Read all the great reviews for yourself. See why people love the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you heard the last guest talking about being ready, being prepared for the worst. 50% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all storable foods. So we've got month supplies, year supplies. We've got different types of foods. And this is insurance you can eat. And you hate to think the worst is going to happen, but if it did happen, I think that you want to be ready. So not only is it 50% off, though, free shipping. Free shipping on that. Free shipping store-wide, but free shipping saves you a bunch of money on the more expensive to ship things, heavier items like emergency food, which we're giving you free shipping on as part of that special. So it's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you go shop at InfoWarsStore.com today, InfoWars will be on air tomorrow. That's the formula for success. All right. Before I take your calls on the Epstein stuff, let me checklist a couple things off here. First, this is big news, because this is common sense, and this should have happened a long time ago, and that is a new policy for immigration where, by the way, Trump had a deal with the old president of Guatemala. Now there's a new president. That deal looks like it may not work out. They were flying people back to Guatemala. I think that may stop. That was big. And they were stopping people at Guatemala. That may change now. So that's going to be an interesting development as far as that's concerned. But Trump policy, this is from the New York Times yesterday, or 2 days ago. Trump policy favors wealthier immigrants for green cards. And then yesterday you had the Trump administration giving a press conference on what this actually means. Guys, this is clip one in my video list. Trump administration now planning to deny green cards to immigrants on public assistance. All right. Okay. Well, let's just not do videos then. I'll just do a news blitz here. We'll just do that. Okay. Let me just shuffle through the things here. All right. Let's take a look, then, at what's going on the Democrat side of this presidential race. Now, it's honestly embarrassing at this point that the Democrats are even trying to put up a fight. It really is an embarrassing joke. And I see headlines like this, and I just laugh. Elizabeth Warren wows crowd in Iowa as the caucus begins. Elizabeth Warren wows the crowd in Iowa. Elizabeth Warren hasn't wowed anything ever. Although I do think she did another video on Instagram a couple nights ago drinking a beer. So some people may have said wow at that. But yes, wows. Elizabeth Warren wows. Wows the audience. Okay. How about Beto O'Rourke? Rah, he wows the audience, pulling at 0%. Now he does a video trying to change a tire. Couldn't even do it. Beto O'Rourke attempts to change a tire live on video. Oh, yes. This will certainly get you from 0% to 1%, Beto. This is the one. This is the video that will get Beto elected. If he's not going live from the dentist chair, if he's not going live with his dog looking like an abused victim, if he's not skateboarding across the stage, he's changing a tire. It's Beto! Oh, if he's not... What is that? Wait a second! Did Beto O'Rourke get a haircut live on video too? Is that real? Oh my gosh, what a dork, man. This guy's like Butters from South Park. When they go up to Butters and they're like, oh, are there any other people in there? And he goes, yeah, there's construction Butters. There's truck driver Butters. That's Beto. It's like, yeah, there's tire change Beto. There's Mexican Beto. There's skateboarding Beto. There's guitar playing Beto. It's like, that's literally Butters. And they think he has split personality disorder. No, he's just like Beto pretends to be all of these people. It's the funniest thing. He thinks he's going to get him elected. Oh! But let's not forget about the real threat. Marianne Williamson with her mind powers. Marianne Williamson says powerful forces on the left out to end presidential campaign. Well, she's actually right. And if she was smart, and if Tulsi Gabbard was smart, Tulsi Gabbard would team up with Marianne Williamson right now. If Marianne Williamson actually believes this. Because Tulsi knows this is going on. She's suing Google. She knows the Democrat Party doesn't want her to get the nomination. She just has enough confidence that she thinks she can beat a rigged system. Marianne Williamson might not feel the same way, but she is right. The Democrat Party has been rigging their selection for president for a long, long time, ladies and gentlemen. Now, do we have clips ready to go? Can I get the two Kamala Harris clips? Is that possible? All right, never mind. I said we wouldn't do videos, so just forget it. Tell me if this is not discrimination. California city denies straight pride rally permit. Now, imagine if you wanted to have a gay pride parade and California rejected your permit. Can you imagine the headlines? Can you imagine what the press would be saying if you denied a gay pride parade? But if it's a straight pride parade, shut it down. You see, we only want to have a parade if it's going to be sexualizing the kids and a bunch of guys, going around flashing their genitals everywhere, a bunch of women flopping around with their tops off. You know, that's the kind of pride parade we want. But you want to have a straight pride parade that will probably be modest? You know, just stay at home. We're not interested in that. You know, that's not the kind of thing we're interested in. And this is from Campus Reform. Video, student signed petition to ban offensive white man in crosswalk signs. Oh my gosh, I forgot. The man in the crosswalk sign is white and therefore racist. We should make the man black, therefore you can't even see the crosswalk sign. That way you walk into the middle of the street and die. You see, that's one way to cure racism, is to walk in the middle of the street, get ran over a car, and die.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take your phone calls. Big developments happening in Hong Kong as protesters choke airport and Chinese forces massive border. I've been told that riot police have gone into the airport. This is just what we're seeing. Imagine what we're not seeing. But not only are American flags making an appearance in the Hong Kong protests, Pepe the Frog. Pepe the Frog is now going viral in Hong Kong as a symbol of resistance. So this is just wacky, wild stuff happening. And it was almost like the president was trolling China today, or the Hong Kong protests, saying, I forget the tweet, but he basically was like, why are they blaming us for this? Maybe because we love freedom and we hate communism? I don't know. But we're taking your calls right now, because here's the other thing, too. We cannot let this Epstein thing die. We cannot let them cover up industrial-level pedophile networks that implicate some of the most powerful names in the world, we cannot just let them sweep this under the rug via murder or whatever the hell went on. So I want to just talk to the audience. I mean, you've heard what we think here. You've heard some of our theories. I mean, yeah. Oh, you're not allowed to be a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Okay. We know what you can do if you're going to tell us to not think critically. So let's go to this critically thinking audience right now. Let's start with Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I do want to say that I'm with those fellow patriots in Hong Kong standing up against that communist Chinese government. It's very strong to see those American flags wave. But, hey, I'm calling on this Epstein thing. And, you know, there's all these different theories out there, and a lot of times it sounds like it's too crazy to be true. So one of them is the body double. They switched Epstein. There was a body double. And, yeah, that sounds crazy, but let's go back in history a little bit. Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated JFK. Very similar to Epstein, somebody took him out and killed him, shot in the gut, right in front of the world to see. Well, do you guys understand that people thought there was a body double after that, and they actually exhumed Lee Harvey Oswald's body in 1981 to prove that it actually was him? So this isn't the first time people have questioned and talked about a body double. Actually, I was talking about this last night on my show, and the number of people that have been taken out, both good, bad, and ugly people, from Michael Hastings to Will Cooper. I mean, the list goes on and on. People need to understand that they will take people out to keep the deep state in line.
Well, that's really what this comes down to. It's just like, look, I don't know what happened. I mean, was there a body double? Was there not? Was it suicide? Was he murdered? Was he choked? I mean, but that's the whole thing is they're saying, oh, you can't question this. We're in control of the narrative. And if you question this, you know, you're a bad guy, you're a conspiracy theorist. No. This is not cut and dry. Of course we're going to question this. This is a huge cover-up we're witnessing right now, and they just want to sweep it under the rug and use all the international globalist media to just say, oh, financier was suicided. Now, again, the big thing that people are making here is that the nose in the picture that we've received, and I guess the ears too, basically saying the nose, it's a different guy, that's the body double. I mean, if that's the case, then you think they took him into witness protection, and this whole thing is just a front to cover for that. Thanks for the call, Chase. Let's go to Brady in Virginia. Go ahead, Brady.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Thanks for taking my call, man. I just wanted to say, as far as, you know, your broadcast yesterday with Epstein, I think you completely hit it home. And I'm really glad that you guys are staying on top of that, because it's so important that we keep talking about it, because it seems like time and time again that when things like this come up, they just get swept under the rug and they never get talked about again. And there's things that are as high level as this that they need to be taken care of. And so I'm really glad that you guys were on top of that yesterday. As far as the Trump green card policy goes, I look at that and I think, you know, that's just common sense. I mean, we've got so many hardworking Americans out there looking for jobs. Just like with the story that came out today, you've got people that are now applying for jobs at stores where these illegals were working after these raids. And so I look at that and I'm thinking, well, that's just common sense. So if somebody is on, you know, government benefits, of course they should be more likely to be deported. That's just common sense.
Well, and that's all we're looking for is common sense policies. Like, for example, why aren't we deporting the 30% of the prison system that is made up of non-citizens, illegal immigrants? And you have the left saying, well, look, or the Democrats or just any bleeding heart liberal or whatever will say, we're a nation built on immigrants. Immigrants have always come here and built America. Okay, sure. They didn't get on welfare. That's the whole thing. For example, you know, there was this Budweiser commercial, Anheuser-Busch commercial. It was like 2 years ago during the Super Bowl. And I kind of thought unfairly, maybe I'm just biased because I'm from St. Louis and I'm directly tied to this, but I thought it was some unfair criticism where they did this commercial about how the original Augustus Bush came over and teamed up with Anheuser to make a beer product, came over on the ship to America to make his beer. Well, to me, that's the whole point. I didn't take it like, oh, you know, we should just let anybody come here. I took it like, no, you come here with a dream. You come here with an idea. You come here with a purpose. You come here with the will. You execute. That's the American dream. That's the American way. You come here and ask for a handout. You come here and suck off the system. No, that's the communist way. We don't do that here. And so that's all this is to me. It's saying, look, sure, we want immigrants to build things, create things, innovate, invent, add to society. We don't want people to come here and have no prospects, no future, and just end up sucking off the system. And to me, that just is common sense, as you said. Thanks for the call, Brady. Let's go to Michael in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Owen. First-time caller. I've been a long-time fan of the show. I also, by the way, wanted to do a plug. I did support the money bomb that you guys did recently. I got my through Met Vitality, some B12. I got a shirt from my dad for his birthday. He loves it. And about this whole Epstein thing, you know, I saw, I think it was on Fox, Ken Starr was in the news talking about it and like how he was kind of tied to Epstein. And the one thing that kind of jumped out at me is that I think he's actually a member of the Bohemian Grove. It was like really an esoteric, you know, thing I had seen. And then just to touch on that comment on immigration, you know, I think it's a double-edged sword because you have these people that are saying, oh, you know, we need to preserve American values. But at the same time, they will find every exception for people that really don't deserve it. For example, you know, like Texas v. Johnson, where, like, they allowed a communist to burn a flag that wasn't his private property. He stole it from a public building. And that's now being described as, you know, freedom of speech. So what's the next freedom of speech? Is it, like, that we're supposed to defend criminals that come over the border and attack us? Are they supposed to be, you know, their right to expressive conduct by crossing the border? Is that freedom of speech? It's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, they go take down the American flag at ICE facilities. In fact, there's just a story. Someone went and just shot up, I think last night, the San Antonio ICE facility. In fact, I sent that out. See if you can print that. So they're continuing to do this in the... Oh, I can't even get into this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is just... She's falling off the rocker. I don't know. It's just insane. But, yeah, I guess that's what they'll do next. It's like, if you even criticize an illegal immigrant, you know, well, that's what they do now in Canada and the U.K. If you say the wrong pronoun, you go to jail. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's squeeze in Benny in California. Go ahead, Benny.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? I just want to say three things. First of all, I want to about Chris Rado, get off the roids. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and get you some Happy's. That stuff will mellow you out, my brother. And then take some Brain Force with a little Turbo Force and hit the gym naturally in a safe way.
Second, no, that's it. We need to send, no. He's we need to send Chris Cuomo a 5-pack of Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com. It's a Chris Cuomo special.
As we do it, nobody's buying the Jeffrey Epstein. Every morning before I come to work, I stop at my local coffee shop. Me and my buddy, we talk politics. So we're just like, you know what? Let's start asking people, regular people that come in here, what they think about their, just not into politics, but we're just trying to get their input, and we're just asking random people, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Nobody is buying. Everybody was saying they're trying to cover up something. It's deeper than this. Politicians are involved, and nobody's buying the Epstein thing. And third of all, I'll see all my Patriots August 17th in Portland. Shout out to Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, Jason Lowe, and all my problems.
All right, Benny, thanks for the call. Yeah, and the Democrats kind of put themselves in a trap here, trying to blame Trump and connect Trump to Epstein. So now just the average Democrat, you know, leftist who wants to be involved saying, oh, Trump is covering up Epstein.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.